All right, parents, the responsibility of teaching our children cannot be delegated. The youth group, or the private school, the Christian school cannot impart the deep truths of the faith to your children. Sure, each play a part, but parenting is for parents. These are the things your children will not hear unless they hear them from you. They've got to hear the most essential things from you. Today's portion of the Shema, it's the first word in the Hebrew to hear, reminds parents that the responsibility goes far beyond bedtime prayers or breakfast devotions. The instruction of Scripture is 24/7. So here's the premier parenting passage in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 6:4-9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words that I command you shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them. We want to focus on this today. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. God's word should be woven into every conversation throughout the day. When we're in God's word, then we can take it and weave it into those conversations. Spiritual truths should be taught on the ride to school and to sports practice. Those are great times when you're in the car with your kids to be able to teach them God's word and to have some normal conversations about God's word. Prayer and spiritual truths should be imparted in the evening, in the morning, and God's word should penetrate our hearts. When it does that, it will penetrate our homes. When God's word penetrates our hearts, then we can allow it to permeate and penetrate our homes. The best conversations with my children did not come during bedside prayers or family devotional times on Sunday evenings. Those were great times, but I got to tell you, sometimes they were chaotic. We had different ages of kids, and some kids were ready to sit still and listen, and some weren't. So sometimes our best efforts were chaotic. But the best times for us, Lori and I, to teach our kids took place on the way to Starbucks, or on road trips to Oklahoma, or sitting on our front porch in the evening, or on the way to a sporting event. So God's word is pervasive. We don't have to keep it in a box. We don't have to keep it for particular times. We need to be ready at all times to share God's word with our kids. So find those normal, natural times to bring up spiritual conversations with your kids. Father, may we be both teachers and students of your word. Don't let us be too busy or too preoccupied that we miss those teaching moments that you hand us as precious, precious gifts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.